Hi, everyone. I know that I'm the last speaker standing between you and lunchtime, so I'll try to move this presentation along. But again, my name is Anya Land, and I'm speaking today on a program for child hypothermia called Sophie's Kiss. Before I begin, I'd like to thank my co-workers and colleagues, Catherine Rains, Greta Todd, Nicole Cosma, Kelly Classic, and Carolyn Schenker, and also Laura Dunn, who's here and works on the program. So I have no disclosures at this time, but today the objectives are to, I'm going to describe some ways that you can easily implement this program into your current program. Just by a show of hands, how many of you are program implementers back home? How many of you work on unintentional injury programs? Okay. Anybody work on child hyperthermia or car seat installation? Okay, just a few. Okay, great. So we'll also identify some ways to implement and then assess, show you some of the program evaluation results that we've had from the past year. So I'll give a quick background on child hyperthermia. It's a heat-related illness due to heat stroke. And thinking about your temperature, heat stroke can occur if your temperature is above 104. So as you can see, there are cases across the United States, although it's not very prevalent across the United States, what we found is that this is something that affects us all because most of us have kids or we work with populations that do have children, and everybody's always overworked or they're stressed or, you know, we're just a busy society. And what they found is that more than half of all cases are of children under the ages of 2, and of those cases, many parents report that they forgot their child in the back seat. So as you can see, a lot of cases occurred in California and Texas, and things have kind of been pretty standard across the board in terms of the number of deaths for child hyperthermia. You can't really see the simulation there, but what it shows is that even if the temperature outside is at, per se, 80 degrees, within that hour, the temperature can be raised up to over 120 degrees really rapidly. And unfortunately, children's thermoregulatory systems, they aren't as efficient as adults, so their temperature rises 3 to 5 times higher than in adults. So that's what pretty much led to us creating the program, Sophie's Kiss. Sophie's Kiss is a program that promotes infant safety by raising parents' awareness about the dangers of leaving their child in the car unattended. I'm going to, instead of trying to tell you why we created the program, I'd rather let we created the program as a result of a case that really touched home for us at St. Louis Children's. But I'll let the family tell their story through a quick video, and then I'll go into the program.
Never made the radar. I mean, it just seemed like these are kids are the lights of our life, and we think about them continuously. The day that this happened to be our oldest first day of kindergarten, and prior to that, he and she had been in the car together every day. It was a big thing, but this was a change. It was just our whole morning was different in that he was going to go to his school and she was going to go to hers, and our signals got crossed. It was just you know, when you think back on it, there's a million things that had to happen and a million things that didn't have to happen, and all of the little checks and balances, it just, think we should have zagged, and it wasn't a failure of love or a failure of caring or not interest. It was, oh my gosh, we just thought all of our bases were covered and we just missed. The heartbreak that goes along with that one in a million chance is devastating. I mean, I think we would certainly say that that was the worst day of our lives, followed very shortly by many, 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 many days after that of, you know, dealing with that and dealing with that for our son and his heartbreak and trying to shepherd him through that. And that is just not anything I would want for our kids that are with us, and how to share her memory with them and how to, you know, we just hope that doing this will keep somebody else from going this, because we sure would have loved all of the kids that are with us now to have be able to know her on this side of heaven, as opposed to waiting around 80 years to meet her later.
Talk about effective messaging. I think all of us have been in the place where you understand what they're saying when it's, you know, it's just a busy day and your signals get crossed. And that compelled them to create the program, Sophie's Kiss, Keeping Infants Safe and Secure. So the program is structured as St. Louis Children's Safety Stop, which is located on the second floor of our hospital garage that's connected to the hospital. So you can see in the picture on the left, that safety stop, and they advertise that we provide car seat safety checks, helmet safety checks, and also home safety consults. And inside, we also sell car seats, home safety measures for baby-proofing your home. I've been there a couple times. And what happens is a family will pull into the garage, and they'll pull into the bay that you can see on the right side. And then they'll spend time with a certified passenger safety technician to inspect how they are currently installing their car seat, and then they'll go through the process of teaching the parents how to install their car seat safely. And it's like they'll teach them, and then they'll give the parents an opportunity to reinstall it on their own so that they feel comfortable doing it when they're home. Appointments are scheduled through the hospital answer line, and that's a number that's used for a number of things, so it's pretty well known. But at Safety Stop in 2011, they saw more than 5,500 participants, and they did more than 3,400 safety consultations, and about 60% of those are specifically for car seats. And of those, 758 of those participants completed Sophie's Kiss as a part of their car seat installation. A lot of parents come back multiple times to get multiple car seats installed, so it's not always appropriate to present Sophie's Kiss to them if they've been there in the past. And when they come, the safety technicians will go through a registration form to find out about their family, about their car seats, and then about their a little bit more about their social support network when they're doing the safety, the Sophie's Kiss presentation. Safety Stop operates at three different locations. One of them is in St. Louis City, and the other two are in suburban St. Louis County. So we try to reach a lot of different demographics. In terms of program evaluation, we evaluate this program annually. This is a simple logic model just to show that there are not many inputs, but we get a lot out of the program. The car seat technician staff is already there for the other safety checks. And this is just a part of their everyday routine to incorporate Sophie's Kiss. And we also have cues to action, and I'll show a picture of those later, which are a tips card, which provides information about how to prevent child hyperthermia, and a wristband bracelet that's used as a cue to action to remind as a reminder for parents to check their back seat before leaving the car. The outputs we measure through the registration form, the number of people served, the number of car seats installed, and the number of surveys that are completed. And we measure like the percent satisfaction, knowledge retained, and the number of those who create a safety plan. So in 2011, we conducted a phone and online survey of 242 participants. and just gave them a simple 10-question survey instrument that measured their knowledge, use of the social support network, and their overall satisfaction with their services. And these are the two resources that parents take home with them, along with a lot of other goodies from Safety Stop when they leave their car seat installation. The results from the survey were analyzed using Excel and SPSS. We also used a program called Tableau, which is a mapping software, to really look at where our participants are coming from and how far the message is going about car seat installation. So what you can see, well, maybe you can't see too much here, but the background on the map is population density, and we also looked at things based on income. And we found that 80% of participants were Caucasian from the Metro St. Louis area, and majority of the participants were women. From the results, we also saw that participants came from 84 different zip codes in St. Louis County and the surrounding areas, both on the Illinois side and expanded. Okay, so on to the results. The results showed that of the two take-homes from Sophie's Kit, the parents really used the tips card. It was the preferred method of the preferred cue reminder. They said that the wristband was sometimes too bulky, or they would forget it. It wasn't as easily incorporated into their daily routine, so they were less likely to use it. And 90% remembered the simple message, which was not even for a minute. It's a really simple phrase, but compared with Sophie's story and the intervention, not even for a minute stuck with the participants at 1 year follow-up. And nearly 60% reported that Sophie's story did change their perceived susceptibility of leaving their child in the car. So we asked the before and after question of, you know, how likely you were to think that you could leave your child in the car before hearing the story. And not many parents said that they thought it was even likely until hearing, you know, the parent's story and how it just resonated with them, because everybody's busy and sometimes mistakes happen. And from that, nearly 70% created a safety plan. Now, during the intervention, we teach parents, the participants, that a safety plan can be very simple. It's just a way of letting other people know what your daily routine is so that they can help you create a system of checks and balances. For example, some parents said that they would tell the caregiver if they weren't there by a certain time in the morning to call and make sure that everything was okay, because if the child didn't reach the daycare, let's say by 8:30, then they would know that something wasn't normal. Or that involved maybe the grandparent or the father to text to make sure that everything went okay on the way to daycare. And 23% reported that Sophie's Kids definitely helped them remember their child when they may have forgotten. A small percentage, but at the same time, it shows that the program is making a difference. So the reason why Sophie's Kids really works for us is that the mantra is simple, and it's this core message with the cue to action and using the social support model, which makes this program so effective. And it doesn't cost that much to implement. What we found also is that this model of programming also applies to texting and driving prevention programs, because they also use the same cue to action, the story, and the social support model to help keep kids and keep parents accountable in terms of not texting while driving. I think that's about it. This can be easily implemented in other settings. If you don't want to use a standard tips card, you can always create one on your own. And this can also be incorporated, if you don't have a safety store, it can be implemented at during a car seat console, child birthing classes, because of course hospitals do require that you bring your car seat and it's installed before leaving the hospital with a newborn, or at a baby expo or a child-friendly community event. So thanks so much.
Thank you.